Want to know what you're playing for?
What's a wheelbarrow full of dicks?
It's called wheelbarrow full of dicks, Mom.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. I think you guys are probably scum of the New World Order.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks every Monday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern.
I can't use wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. It's a podcast.
WFOD 9.
We have shows like Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, so you know that we're in very good.
I was actually listening to Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks while I was pushing a wheelbarrow full of potty soil last week. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
I still didn't understand you.
Wheelbarrow. Wheelbarrow. Wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Also, who is WFODICKS?
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. You don't know those guys?
Well, I wasn't going to say it. I wanted you to say it.
Oh, nice.
They're here.
Everyone, WFOD is live. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host, the goth girl who keeps forgetting her gym clothes so she doesn't have to play flag football, Mr. Mike Napier. Hello, Mike.
Hello, what's up?
And you got on at 8:01, so we were not able to check your levels and compare it to everyone else. Also joining us, Travis Hulse. Hello, Travis.
Hi, and thanks, everybody, for tuning in and disparaging all of the other shithole entertainment out there. And glad that you could welcome Norway into your hearts.
The program Too Hot for iTunes. Too Hot for iTunes. We have been removed, Travis, from the iTunes store. That's a new development. That's exciting.
Call tech support.
Can't hear you, Napier. You're too quiet.
Hey, why did my shit work?
You're too hot.
Too
buddy.
Quiet. We got a. I've talked to four people at iTunes, and all of them told me to refer to the FAQ.
And I even pressured them on Twitter, and they referred me to the right thing, and they said, hey, slide into our DMs, and we'll get to the bottom of this. I can understand how frustrating this probably is for you. And what they told me was, yeah, man, that's a developer problem. I can't really help you with that.
Yeah, I got to check the FAQ.
I said, listen, we talked to four people already that told us just to read the FAQ. And I said, these developer people, they're not gonna do that same thing to us, are they? And they said, that question cannot be answered via Twitter. Please refer to the FAQ.
Just check that FAQ, Travis. That's what you got to do. So I finally got into a thing. It said that we were explicit and we did not have the explicit tag highlighted, which is bullshit. We've always had the explicit tag. I was subscribed to the show. I'm one of our most loyal listeners.
Well, hey, I try to inflate the numbers, so I download every single episode, and I know for a fact that iTunes does say, next to WFOD, explicit content.
If you're the PE teacher, Travis, and the goth girl, she just keeps forgetting her gym clothes, how many times do you let her forget her gym clothes? Before you just say, look, I know you're doing this on purpose, goth girl. You just want to read? That's what you want to do? Why did you take PE? It was a prerequisite, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's forced.
This program isn't a prerequisite, though. You can just not do it if you don't want to.
I had a class that I took in high school. I think it was my senior year. And I thought it was going to be like a creative writing kind of class. But what it was like a class. I was literally the only male member in this class, which, looking back, I totally blew my chance. Like, all of these gals were DTF. I mean, and I'm not, like, even fucking around. They were, like, think about drama students and just add to this. These were girls who liked to read to kids. Like, the whole class was, like, learning how to read to a classroom full of kids and shit. And I decided very early on, because I talked to my guidance counselor when I realized what the class was, and I said, hey, this is not what I signed up for. This is not the class I wanted to take. Get me out of here. You got to get me into something else. I said, well, there's nothing we can do. And I said, well, guess what? I'm also not going to do anything at all. And they said, well, that's fine. Put your head down in class. Just don't disrupt it. And the teacher knew this immediately. She was a nice old lady. I think her name was Mrs. Franz or something. And she was totally cool with me doing – I told her straight up. And she's like, oh, I understand you're not going to do anything at all. Just don't disrupt my class. Is that cool? I said, yeah, that's cool. I made some friendships with a couple of the gals. And I did end up participating a little bit, but totally just didn't get a grade in that class because I made – a choice early on just not to take part in that thing. And everybody was aware that I didn't want to take part in it. And, you know, that's just how it went. I told everybody no, and they said, yep, okay, we know you don't want to be a part of this, and we'll leave you out.
Napier, thoughts?
That's neat. I don't know what to say to that. Like, he took a class. It wasn't when he thought it was, and he said his piece.
Decided not to participate any longer.
So today is Martin Luther King Day. I reached out to Napier yesterday. I said, Napier, it's Martin Luther King Day. It's a holiday, so you can come over and do the program, right? He goes, yes, I'm coming. And so I said, cool. I put it on Facebook, and you know, 7 o'clock hit, Travis, and I started to really think, oh man, it's happening. You know, I've been fooled before, but it's only an hour before the show, right?
I think.
And then you get that. Then you get that message,
you
Mike. I have
putting it on Facebook.
I have the poops. I can't come. I'm gonna have to do Skype because I have the poops. And you just think back, and you think, God, last minute emergencies seem to happen. Every single, how do you live your life with all these last minute emergencies, Napier? How does it keep happening to you? Your life is in constant chaos, buddy. How do you live this way, Napier? How do you live?
First of all, you keep a lot of toilet paper around, and then you live your life as you can. You just shit where you have to shit.
Last week, we made dinner plans. The night before, you were in. And an hour before, an emergency happened. Couldn't make it to dinner.
Napier,
every single time we make plans, there's this last-minute emergency, and you can't make it. It's crazy. Your life is in chaos, Napier.
Mike, did you really think that I was going to bring my child to a bar?
Napier, when I called you, and I talked to you, and I said, hey, man, you know, you want to bring the...
No, you tripped me. You guilt trip.
You know what you say? You say, not going
to
come. Can't do it. Can't bring my baby to the bar. Didn't say that. Yes, you said, yeah, my buddies are going to be there. Sounds fun. You get off the phone. And, like, do you know in that instance you're not coming already?
Mike.
Like, when you make the plans, do you already know you're not coming?
Mike, I said, what I have is a child who is going to sleep 30 minutes from when you said we're going to hang out. We're going to hang out at 6:30, 6 o'clock, whatever. We agreed upon 6:30, and I said, my child is going to sleep at 7.
At least then you're blaming your baby. That's what Travis said. Travis said you should blame your baby. You have that now. You should use it.
No.
But this time you're using the poops.
No. I'm blaming you.
Oh, yeah, it's my fault. It's my fault for inviting my pal to come hang out.
No,
in the chat, Michelle says, there is no way I would still be friends with someone who kept canceling on me. And see, that's the problem. The problem is I do this thing weekly with Napier, and it has made me hate him. I've never hated you, Napier. I've always thought of you as like a really good friend, but because I rely on you and you constantly fuck me in the ass over and over again, it has made me hate you.
I fucking
hate your guts every week.
Friends that we already have.
Every week I roll my eyes when I see your message and I say, it's that fucking asshole Napier again coming up with a bullshit excuse why he can't do something. And if we were casual acquaintances, who I called you once a week just to chit-chat, just on a whim, it would be fine. I have lots of friends that I don't see very often. But because we do this weekly thing, I'm reminded every week that I hate your fucking guts.
You are reminded every fucking week that there are people you know that don't want to hang out with you on a weekly basis.
I don't want to hang out with you. Ever.
You hate you.
But we do this thing.
Son of a bitch.
We do this thing that I see you every week, and every week I see your fucking face in the fucking message, and I just want to punch it. Hi, Drunk. Drunk, you've missed a lot.
Listen to me, and listen to the words that are coming out of me. The people that you hang out with don't want to hang out with you weekly.
Napier, I don't want to hang out with anyone. The people that I want to hang out with, I do, and we have a good time. You're not among those people.
Have a good time. You motherfucker, you have a good time. Everybody else around you doesn't.
Why do you continue to show up and do this? Why do you do it?
You promised me Napier
Do I guilt you into it? Like I guilted you last week and asked you if you wanted to go have dinner?
No, Mike, you didn't say, let's go have dinner. You said, let's go hang out at a bar. And I said, I don't want to take my kid to a bar.
That is not what you said.
Let's do it anyway, Napier.
You're a fucking liar. That's the other problem, Napier. You lie. You fucking lie constantly. Everything that comes out of your mouth is a fucking lie.
Gosh, you fucking guilt trip me into this.
I guilt trip you into lying?
I don't want
to. Just tell the fucking truth.
This is my little kid. I want to.
Napier.
At a bar with a bunch of whores.
Drunk, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. Travis, I know that we have a lot of actual content, but I have to deal with this first. It's on my mind. Travis, it's been a rough week, man. We're not on iTunes.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
We were removed from iTunes.
I was going to ask you about that during break.
Apparently, we're too explicit for fucking iTunes, Drunk.
Really?
Drunk. Everything that comes out of Napier is a fucking lie. I called him last week.
Uh-huh.
I said, hey, there's a bunch of us that are going to the bar. You don't have to come.
Shamrock?
I knew Napier didn't want to come, but I felt like I should invite him. Because we're fucking friends. He's a block away.
Was it Shamrock?
I told him a couple of people that were going. Yeah. I said, well, we'll go to Shamrock. You want to go?
So it's like like an Applebee's. It's like a bar and grill kind of place.
Yeah.
Right. And they don't allow smoking in any of those tavern establishments anymore either. Right. So
that's
it's like
correct.
A completely different situation.
You could take babies to Shamrock's. It's fine. And all Napier had to say, was,
the new Napier,
oh, well, you know what?
Does that mean?
It would be rough for me to bring the baby. Not going to go. It's not what he said. Yeah. And I didn't give a fuck if he went or not. But the thing is, it constantly fucking irritates
me. So what did he say?
He said, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'll see if maybe I can come up there for a little while, is what he said. Uh-huh. Maybe I can come up there for a little while before the baby has to go to sleep. You know, it'd be nice to see everybody. As a phone conversation I had, like, I wonder if, like, he decided later that night or the next morning. Like, was it a lie when he said it? or like, did he decide later he just didn't want to go? But today, you know, he's gonna come do the show live.
Yeah,
I promoted
live Napier today.
On social media. I'm like, hey, this will be fun. Napier's gonna come do the show live. And an hour before, oh, I have the poops. I can't come. And like, if he has the poops and he can't come, that would be a reasonable excuse.
Napier always
if it
has
wasn't
the poops.
Every fucking time you make plans with him, he has a last minute emergency.
Poops, and it's always
every
the poops.
Fucking time with him.
To be fair, Drunk, sometimes it's the crud.
Yeah, he has the crud. He has something. There's always fucking something. And it's because he's in this like cocoon of constant lies that like he can't escape. Do you lie to everyone or just me, Napier? Do you lie to like, do you lie to your boss all the time? Do you lie to your family? Or is it just me? Do you save all your lies for me? Or are you just constantly fucking lie all the fucking time?
My constant fucking life is a lie. You will know what I want you to know, and you have to accept it.
I don't have to accept it because it's bullshit. Just tell me the fucking truth.
You can eat some peanut butter. That'll help.
When I call you, and I stress that you're under no obligation to go. I wasn't counting on you. There was people going. I was just inviting you to a thing. You said, oh, yeah, I could probably go. Knowing damn well you're not going to come.
That isn't what you said.
Please enlighten me, Napier. Where am I wrong on this?
No, Mike. You guilted me.
I didn't guilt you at all. I didn't count on you coming because every fucking time you say something, it's a lie.
Let the man talk. Let the man talk a second. Let the man talk a second. All right, Napier, your turn.
Yeah, let Napier go.
I said very clearly my kid is going to bed at 7. It doesn't matter what's happening, 7 o'clock. My kid is going to bed, and you said, "Oh, come on, Napier, let's come out, let's do the thing." So let's hang out with
people. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Time out. All right. No, so
you don't get to, you son of a shit. I said.
So can you not go out before the baby has a 7 o'clock bedtime?
My tiny one has a 7 o'clock bedtime. I said that to Mike. And Mike said,
"You can't go out after the 7 o'clock bedtime? I mean, 7 o'clock's pretty early."
She can't. Look, I have to make a schedule for my baby. Drunk, you know these things. You have to keep the tiny ones on the schedule.
No.
The schedule is important.
I disagree with that.
It's weird that it's been 18 minutes and Napier hasn't had to run to the bathroom yet.
Because he's got the poops.
He's already sitting on the toilet, Mike. He's doing this from the bathroom.
Talk to Paul. You live with Paul. You don't live with Paul, but
I have before. Talked to Paul. But I mean my sister has babies, and they're not on like a regular schedule, and they're just fine kids.
No, I have to keep her on the schedule. This is my first kid. I'm doing things the right way. All the books say you got to do the thing.
You never read a fucking baby book.
I've never read any book ever.
Yeah, so what the hell
fucking,
are you talking
about? Fucking Jody,
books say.
Jody in the chat is talking about how we don't have kids, so we don't understand. Napier was a liar well before he had children, Jody. Napier's been lying for a really long time.
Why are you bitching at me about me being a liar?
Because you're a liar. That's why. Travis, I swear to fucking God. No.
Known you for 20 fucking years. I don't need a kid to give you a goddamn excuse.
Travis.
Yeah.
You are in the only conversation that I talk to Napier in. The only conversation I'm in with Napier, you're in it also.
That is correct.
I had one phone conversation with Napier in the last 2 months, and so every interaction I have had with Napier, and like you've been doing this show with us now for years and years and years. I'm not going to ask Drunk necessarily, because Drunk isn't as involved in the extracurricular things we do, the Sunday recordings we sometimes try to schedule, the Facebook stuff. Drunk's not involved. I'm asking you, Travis.
Sure.
I'm telling the truth, right? Napier's a fucking liar. Everything Napier fucking says is a lie, right?
I think he's admitting to it. I think he just said that you've known me long enough that know that I'm not going to tell you.
So I should just accept that he's a fucking liar. Is that what he's saying?
Yes.
Is that your argument back to me? Is that I should just accept that everything you say is a lie?
And I feel like it is a valid argument. So, I mean, if you know it's not going to happen, why are you getting so worked up over it? That's my question to you.
You knew from the time you dialed my phone, I was not going to come to a bar with my fucking 4-month-old, you fuck. It was never going to happen. Ever. Ever, 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 ever.
So, I feel like it was nice of him to extend the olive branch, though, and you could have just politely declined.
Yeah, exactly!
So is there not a such thing called a babysitter? I mean...
No. No.
Drunk, I don't have babysitters.
Drunk.
I have me. I'm watching my tiny.
This is Napier's...
There's nothing else in this entire fucking world.
This is what Napier is his excuse back to me is. He's blaming it on me because I should have known better than to invite him.
Mike, well, I agree don't with that. Blame you because I don't give a fuck. Hold on to that. Hold on to that in your heart. I want you to grab that feeling. I want you to grab it into your hands. I want you to hold it deep inside your fucking bosom. Hold on to it because... Look, I care about my kid. I'm not taking my goddamn four-month-old into a fucking bar.
Well, to be fair, Drunk said it was like an Applebee's.
It's like an Applebee's.
Six in one, like fucking half dozen in the other.
It's a restaurant. It's a bar and grill.
And that's on you, homie. If you're too scared to take your four-month-old, that's you got...
That's fine.
I mean...
But that's fine, though. But straight up, be like, hey, I'm not going to do that. Thanks for the offer.
So, here's the thing, though.
I said those words.
I didn't even give a shit about the restaurant thing, because like I said, I wasn't counting on you to come. I was extending the invite to you as I did many other people, because there was a whole bunch of people that we were mutually friends with that I was inviting. I don't give a fuck about that. I'm using that as an example of the constant lies.
You just want him to tell you that he can't come. That's what you want.
Mike. Tell me right now in front of all of these goddamn people.
All six of them.
Disappointed by me not coming. Tell me the name of the person who was disappointed by me not showing up.
Like I said, don't give a fuck about the restaurant.
Well, Mike, obviously, for sure.
I'm talking about tonight, Napier. Do you really have the poops, or was it an hour before you were supposed to be here and you just decided you weren't going to come? Or did your wife guilt you into it? Do you have the poops, Napier? Is that real? Do you have the poops, or was it a lie?
Remember, God's listening.
God's listening, Napier. Give me some truth, Napier.
Mike, I have a very long cable. I can take my headphones into the shitter, and you can hear me expel waste from my anus.
I want to hear something explosive, Napier. I want to hear it.
You want to hear my anus?
I want to hear it, Napier. I want to hear something explosive.
Hey, let us earn that too hot for iTunes tag.
Let us earn it, Napier. We were kicked off of iTunes. We're really edgy, Napier. We're very explicit.
Did you find out?
Let's hear the plops, buddy. Let's hear them. Get that long cable.
You emailed all of these people. Did you email tech support? Ever?
Did I email tech? I emailed four fucking tech supports.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know what? Sending it out, Ross, in a conversation that you were in. So if you had some fucking advice, you should have fucking given it to me instead of just sat there with your dick in your hands and watching me struggle.
Mike, I'm not going to help you.
No. Let's hear the plops, Napier. I want to hear the explosion. You said you had a long cable. Is that a fucking lie, too?
You are a grown-ass man.
I'm a grown-ass man. When I make a goddamn commitment, I follow through with it. You said you were gonna give us a big shit, so let's hear it.
Mike.
Oh, no, Napier. I don't want to hear a fucking word out of your mouth. I want to hear the goddamn plops.
I thought you had some content.
What I want you to do is I want you to email tech support and say, oh my god, my show isn't there anymore. What happened? And they're gonna say, oh dear, what happened was you said the word nigger too many times. You said it. You said it, you fucks. You said nigger.
You're so edgy, Napier. Oh, my God. I'm so impressed by you.
I know. And so was our audience.
Oh, my God, Napier. Everyone is so impressed right now. Oh, you said a bad word.
Napier, my kid is gonna yell at me for this shit.
Are you gonna let us hear the plops, Napier? You gonna let us hear them?
Mike, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, you have the poops, though, buddy. We want to hear them. We're worried about you. We want to diagnose them, Napier. We want to make sure that you're okay.
I have modesty. What modesty?
He has modesty. The guy that just blasted 10 N-bombs has modesty.
Travis, I don't even know why we showed up today. I mean,
I don't know. This should have been a solo bowl here.
Napier, you were really jazzed up about the food website. Let's hear about the food website, buddy. Earn your keep. Let's hear about the food website that you were so excited about. We're going to get into our material. We're going to drop it, Napier.
Mike, did you know that a restaurant can be a concept? Do you know what concept is,
like
Mike?
Like a chicken place serves chicken.
No, motherfucker. A concept is an idea. An idea. This fucking place where you can go to and get food is an idea. The idea is you go there, a fucking chef cooks you food and then it gives it to you. Mike, nobody has ever done this ever, anywhere, ever.
A chef cooks the food and gives it to you.
No, Mike. This place is a concept because they serve you salads.
Lots of places have salads.
No, Mike, this place only has salads.
I worked at a place that only had salads.
Just super salad.
Yeah, they went out of business because
there's a salad bar.
They didn't go out of business. Mike, they just left Missouri because us yokels here in Missouri like our meat.
No, Mike. No, they didn't. They went out of business because they had...
Not out of business. They still exist.
Super Salad does?
Fuck yeah, they still exist.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with the Super Salad, Napier, is they don't have any meat.
No, Mike. The problem is they had soup. This place is a concept, an idea, a thought, something within the ether. Something that is within our minds and our brains only. It's a concept. They only serve salad.
They're probably open for breakfast then, because there's such thing as a breakfast salad.
Right.
No, breakfast sir. Salad. No, sir. They are not open for breakfast. They only have lunch salads and dinner salads.
It's probably a really good cost effect. I mean, I'm sure they're raking because they probably charge by the pound.
So does this include like chicken salad and turkey salad and ham salad and tuna salad?
Travis, drunk. I want you to listen to me. Listen to the words that are within my bosom.
They make no sense. I'm not going to lie to you.
They serve
salads.
Chef created meals. The meals are created by a chef. Guys, don't you understand how
Aren't all restaurants all restaurants salad. Are created by chefs.
Salads by a chef.
I tell you, I've had some pretty amazing salads created by chefs where it's like, there's shit I didn't think to combine on this thing, and it's goddamn delicious.
Like breakfast foods and salads.
None of you fucks get this. It's a chef-created salad, not a chef salad. A chef salad is what you get served to when you're in like fucking high school. You get a chef salad. No, these are...
Well, I mean, I don't think you have to be in high school to get a chef salad.
Salads.
I used to serve them at the pizza place I worked at all the time.
You can get them prepackaged at any local convenience store.
I considered myself a chef at the time, and I served the salads. We even delivered these salads.
Did you wear the hat?
I wore a baseball hat or a beanie.
Usually.
No.
Did your baseball hat said Master Salad Maker?
Yes, it did.
These cunts have chef hats with the tall and pointy, floofy, boomy things.
So they probably paid good money to go to culinary school.
Where are you putting this restaurant at, Napier?
This restaurant is in St. Charles and in Clayton. And what they do is they create chef-created meals.
And how much is it?
Oh, so they're not chefs creating it. They create chef-created meals.
They create chef-created meals. And
so a chef creates it, and then they recreate it.
No. Hold on. Hold on to your fucking nutsacks. Because what I want you to do is I want you to hold on to that. They create a chef meal. The chef meal has chef-created add-ons. Now, what a chef does is they create a meal, and that's called food.
Real quick. I want the listeners, every time Napier says chef, drink once. Every time he says created, drink three times.
Oh, he'll die before this episode's over.
So drunk.
I don't get what he's saying.
Let's say you have a friend.
Drunk.
Come to this place.
Hold on.
Drunk, let's say you have a friend.
Uh-huh.
And your friend.
I knew you couldn't get
when,
over it.
When you.
Beyond it.
Confront your friend.
Uh-huh.
That your 20-plus year friendship.
Okay. I got one of those.
Is just a series of lies.
But you, since you've been friends with this person for 20 years, you should know.
And you know he's lying. He knows he's lying.
Uh-huh.
But his response is just to tell you.
You should know I'm lying.
You should know I'm lying.
That's correct.
Because everything I say is a lie.
Why are you getting all worked up about it?
How do you continue to navigate that friendship? What do you do? Do you just assume everything he says is the opposite? And that's how you... That's how you carry on, is just like everything he says, you just believe the opposite to be true.
Yep.
Be like me, could have like no friends at all. Like I can't remember the last time I talked on the phone, texted somebody, or did anything outside of my home.
Maybe that's the spark this show needs. We need to just keep going. And now that we've addressed that we hate each other. Now that it's out in the open that we hate each other's fucking guts, I guess we could just keep going, right?
I don't hate any of you guys.
No, I like you and I like Travis. I hate Napier. I fucking hate him. I hate him with every fiber of my fucking being, drunk.
I don't think you hate him. You're just annoyed by him.
No. I hate his guts. I was annoyed by him a year ago, drunk.
Yeah.
Every week, it's just added. And it's gotten to just pure fucking hate.
So why didn't you say something to him?
I feel like I have. Maybe he thought it was a bit for the show.
Well, have you done it?
Guys, I'm telling you.
Have you done it other than the show?
If you've been listening to the show and you've been wondering, is this a work? Guys, it's not a work. This is a shoot.
I think you need.
Don't you think Mike should like write him a letter or something?
I think you need to hash out your difference. Other than on the
Mike
show,
I sent Mike a fucking Christmas card.
Didn't send you one. You want to know why I didn't send you one? It's I hate your guts,
Mike, because you have no fucking thought for anybody but yourself.
Sent Travis a Christmas card.
I got a Christmas card.
Sent Drunk a Christmas card. Didn't send you shit.
You know why, Mike? Because you don't give a fuck about nobody but you.
No, not true, Napier. Not true. I give a fuck about my friends. Not my friend.
Mike, did I send you a Christmas card?
Napier, you're a bad person. You lie.
Oh, he's not a bad person.
Fuck you. Napier, I've stuck by you.
He's not a bad person.
And you lie to me. You lie to me every second of your fucking life. Everything you said to me is a lie.
Mike, you have known that since 2001.
Why is that an excuse?
Well, September 11th, never forget.
If you keep getting raped by the same fucking person, is it the person that's raping you, or is it you?
Napier.
It's
Napier.
You.
Napier. Napier.
No,
you don't.
Rapist.
Napier.
Please.
Don't want to get raped no more. That's what I'm saying right now. Don't want to get raped no more. Done getting raped. Done with it.
Like after 20 fucking
years. Napier, don't want to get raped no more. Done with it. Done
after
getting raped, Napier.
Of roofies,
done with it.
After 20 years of sucking
What's
back
that,
all that shit that makes you pass out, it's you.
Why are you acting like a little girl right now? this is what little high school kids do, and you're just getting all worked up over nothing.
Drunk, you're fired from the show.
Hey, I want to hear more about this salad restaurant.
I want to continue to explore this territory with Napier, but I can't sit next to you anymore, drunk. You're fired from the show.
Okay.
I've been trying to tell people about this restaurant that only serves salad.
The chef created. They create chef-created salads.
Napier, my wife, every time we go to the Applebee's.
My wife.
Every time we go to the Applebee's, she orders Caesar salad. The only thing she gets from Applebee's. So, I mean, like, you know, in theory, to my wife, who's been to Applebee's 20, 25 times, every time she goes there, she orders a Caesar salad. Applebee's is a salad restaurant to her because that's what she gets there. If you're in the mood for a fucking salad, which a lot of people are, because everywhere has fucking salads,
at least
it's probably a good idea. They're honest with what they have.
You gotta at least get the Asian infused salads, right? Like, to just get like a regular chef salad at Applebee's, you're probably paying $10 for that. Get the fucking Asian thing with the crunchy things on top.
In the chat, and Michelle
and
says,
the Mandarin oranges.
I don't get how drunk is on Napier's side. I'll explain it to you, Michelle. Drunk doesn't have to deal with this bullshit.
No,
Drunk shows up 20 minutes after the show starts, and Drunk leaves when the show is over.
Drunk is like that plastic bag from American Beauty, where he just kind of goes wherever the wind takes him.
Drunk is actually my fucking friend.
I'm the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Napier, Drunk is not your fucking friend.
I would say I mean, look, guys. Fucking, I'm not on anybody's side. The thing is, you should see the look on Mike's face right now. It's visceral, the way he is yelling and pointing into this microphone.
Is it like beet red? Is it like beet red right now?
Mike has a vein.
Right, and he's got like this little like hair that's coming up through his fucking microphone or his headphone thing. And he oh my goodness. He is on it, and he is fucking ready to do some yelling over a missed date at a
all
bar.
All I wanted to do tonight was tell like people nice about this fucking restaurant that people get salad with fucking chicken fingers in it.
You can get that at a lot of places.
Chicken fingers
on a salad. Happens all the time.
But then
you create a whole fucking restaurant over it.
Yeah, but like you said, it's a concept. It was in somebody's head, and they created something. And so instead of shitting on somebody's creation, maybe make something of your own.
Right. Mike wanted to make a bacon restaurant once, and nobody really poo-pooed him.
It's an amazing concept. You should just do it.
Travis, there's a photo of this chef-centric restaurant. It is chef-centric. They say that on the fucking website. They put chef-centric on the fucking billboards that they fucking have outside of the restaurant. There's no photo of the chef.
Chef-centric means?
Napier, my bacon restaurant has four items. It has soft drinks, small bag of bacon, medium bag of bacon, large bag of bacon. Go through the drive-thru, you tell them what size bacon you want. Yeah, they just give you a bag of bacon. You just eat some bacon.
I thought
you had
like Texas toast on this menu too.
No, you gotta get Texas toast with that bacon.
See,
so
Texas
if you
toast would probably be good. You probably have a side, right? Get a Texas toast to go with your bacon. Maybe even make yourself a bacon
sandwich.
That
would be so much more fucking honest than this goddamn salad restaurant.
Don't you dare talk to me about honesty.
There's a photo of the chef. There's a photo of the owners. The photo is of the people who own the restaurant. And that's it. They say, oh, we're chef-centric. There's no chef. There's never been a chef. There's the people who own it, and that's it.
The bacon restaurant should also like have a, you can get like a bacon straw for your soft drink that you serve. Like bacon straws if you want, that you pay extra for your soft drink to have a bacon straw. I think that'd be good.
And line it with maple syrup, that way the milkshake tastes.
No!
Man.
No! A bacon straw for your soft drink. So if I get a Dr. Pepper, I can suck on it through a bacon straw. It'd be delicious. That's what I want.
Maple syrup makes it breakfast.
I want maple syrup in my Dr. Pepper, man.
I'll
put that on your goddamn salad and call it chef-centric.
Travis.
I would if there was a chef. There is no chef. There's the owners. The owners of this fucking chef. This fucking salad restaurant. They own a salad restaurant, and that's it.
So don't go there. Just don't go there, Mike.
There's no chef. there's only the owners, and they Nate, put themselves
just don't go.
Fucking chef out.
I'm sure there's a Jack in the Box right next door you can go to. Get yourself a couple tacos and an egg roll, and you'll be fine.
Travis.
Yeah, go to Arby's instead. I bet you there's cars.
Oh, yeah, Arby's. Box. Fucking delicious. Wow. You should just go to Arby's instead of the salad place.
Travis.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I want to put the break in the show.
But you don't want to take a break?
Because I made it.
Let's take an actual break. It's a little bit late.
But I don't want you to feel slighted by this, but I don't want to talk to you Skype people on break. I'm gonna.
Oh no, that's time to go get a drink.
I'm just gonna play the break, Travis. It has nothing to do with you, Travis. I'm going to take a few minutes and play the break and refill my sangria. Sounds and just great. Hang out with like my buddy it. Drunk. Travis, it has nothing to do with you. Me and you we're good friends.
We're simpatico.
Travis, me and you were honest with one another.
I appreciate that. I'm gonna go get a salad and refill this cup. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Travis.
America.
Travis. My favorite co-hosts on the show are you and Drunk. We're going to go to break, guys. We'll be back in just a minute or so. I think that you're all great, and if you've stuck with this show, thanks. And I'm sorry for all the yelling.
I know everything there is to know about computers, okay? All the Twitters, I know them.
Master Bruce, it appears the Penguin is loose, raining terror on Gotham. Shall I prepare the Bat Twitter?
Yes, Alfred.
Very well, Master Bruce. I will alert Master Dick as well.
All right, let's see here. Let's go with a hashtag, of course. Shit. I stand with Gotham. Yeah, looks good. Send.
Holy empty gesture, Batman! We've done it! Your hashtag activism combined with my thoughts and prayers have thwarted the Penguin. What should we do now? Should we make some memes or something?
Well, Robin, I don't know what you intend to do, but I personally am headed down to the Batcave to suck my own dick.
Hey guys, I'm Jazzy from Jazzy's Discount Furniture Outlet Stores. This week we got some great deals on
Hillside Furniture Bedroom Mackinac Bed Set, queen size. Carroll House Furniture Price, $1,099.
And at Jazzy's?
$1,250.
Fuck! Okay, goddammit, go on to the next one. We'll skip that one.
At Ashley Home Store, our Stewman Dining Room Table, their price, $198.
And at Jazzy's?
$275.
God fucking damn it! Okay, screw it. Well, next set.
At Bob's Discount Furniture, the Fiesta Suede Red Sofa for $449 comes with four decorative pillows.
Ours will come with four.
Bob's price, $449.
And at Jazzy's?
$519.99.
Jesus titty fucking Christ! I can't even buy them for that!
All right, weekends only. They have a Portsmouth Coco Pushback High Leg Recliner. Retail price, $324.
And at Jazzy's?
$469.
God, fuck! Shit on my nipples! Fuck! Come to Jazzy's, where price matters!
Here's Drunk with a look at the weather.
God is dead and the snow is falling. Temperatures remain in the teens, and we remain condemned to exist on this frozen hell. Be sure to give a little extra time to arrive at your destinations as inclement weather is expected. And extended periods of time alone in your car will give your mind plenty of time to contemplate the big lie. Now back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Oh, so fun. the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm trying to fuck you and your bestie, yeah. Chopper with this so do not test me, yeah. Rick
Flair, drip, go. All right, Mike's dancing now. 5790, spent the coupe on my wrist. I think we might have cooled him down a little bit. Hop off in the lemon, drop the roof, show the tits. Popping, but you really not gonna shoot. 90 pointers, time my diamond, look like hula hoops. Hopping, mopping, take her in the seat, is my suits. Felicia, y'all gonna check my purse of Valentino boots. Out of way, a lot of them, a lot of race. Never hesitate to give a nigga yellow tape. And worry about the bag, cause the cash accumulate. Soon as we came in the game, all these niggas, they imitated. Put my mind on it, then I put my grind on it. Put the iron on them if a nigga my opponent. My code 500, I don't put no miles on it. I was running wild, homie, with 500 thal on me. Going to the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm trying to fuck you and your bestie, yeah. Chopper with this muscle, do not test me, yeah. Rick Flair drip, go whoop on a bitch. 5790, spent the coupe on my wrist. Multi-million dollar, I'm a fool with the hits. Hop off in the lemon, drop the roof, show the tits. Put my finger, got the gang with me. Bought my purple ticket, got some rain on it. Nigga, we used to kick it, how you hang on me? Hop in the Bentley coupe and blow the brains out of it.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, of course, is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. And boy, I guess this would be the one to call in, huh?
I would say so.
Going great.
Mike.
Yes, Napier. What's that? What was that, Napes? I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Regret is not rape.
Okay.
Just because you don't feel good about, you know, having sex with the dude, don't mean it was rape.
It sounds like Napier moved into a bathroom.
Napier, are you in the bathroom?
Okay, I'm in my master bathroom suite thing.
Are you going to make some plops?
You're en suite?
Napier, we're receiving a call, Napier.
I already started, and then Napier. You started the show, and I can't get away right now.
Caller, are you there?
Why, hello there. This is Santa Claus from the North Pole, and I've heard you have been trying to be good, but sometimes you get into a little trouble.
Oh. Okay.
Well, just try your hardest to do what is right, so I can bring you something very special for Christmas. Now, on Christmas Eve, I'll be flying all the way from the North Pole to your living room.
Whoever did that, I officially hate you more than
Piss Napier. Off, Santa. There's like 350 days.
Napier, I just appreciated you a little bit more because there's somebody who just did that.
God, Jesus Christ in heaven, I love whoever did that.
Were you getting into a whole rape bit?
No, I had to go and move to my chair, and I had to, you know...
Are you in the bathroom right now? Are you in the bathroom?
No.
When we were on break, did you go take care of your poops?
No, Mike. I had a problem.
Are you feeling better, Napier?
Yes.
Are you just being modest?
Why do you give a shit whether I'm being modest or not? I had to go to the room next to the room that I'm in.
Napier, I'm concerned about you. That's what friends do.
I feel like, considering how the first 40 minutes of this show went, it's probably best we're not on iTunes anymore.
Travis, did you see the story about the Logan Paul, the fella who... he's a YouTube sensation, the Logan
Paul. That's a YouTuber?
Oh, that's not Wolverine.
He does it's either daily or weekly. He does a vlog.
Oh, and he went to Japan and
documents
started,
his life drunk.
Yeah.
He's like that Shane Dawson guy. There's like a handful of those that's what they do. They just post videos like every couple of days.
He has a huge following, this Logan Paul gentleman.
Right.
He's a big deal in the YouTube community. Apparently, he had
exclusive deals with like YouTube Red and things, where they like paid him a bunch of money to like make content.
Yeah, he was in Japan, and in Japan there is this forest
that all the Japanese go to kill themselves.
They made a really terrible movie about it starring Natalie Dormer, right? That's her name from Game of Thrones?
Yes, I think Matthew McConaughey is in it, too.
Marjorie Tyrell, we'll just call it.
Yeah, Marjorie Tyrell did it was just called The Forest, and it was not good.
It's 100 miles from Tokyo. It's this forest, and if you go to this, apparently they take class field
trips. I think this was one
there.
Of Travis's spooky month places.
Travis, did you do a spooky month in Japan where you went to the suicide forest?
I think most of the places that I went were hospitals and hills and shit. I don't think I made it to the suicide forest. Maybe I did. This could have. I mean, we've been doing that for years.
So. Well, they estimate yearly about 250 Japanese folks just
Japos
go out into this this forest and off themselves.
Definitely the right term.
Is Japo a racial slur? Did you just make up?
It's a racial slur for sure.
Japo?
No way. That's exactly how they like to be referred to. Japanese people love to be called Japo.
Hey, Japo. So anyway, you know, it's 100 miles from Tokyo, and it got this reputation. What they used to do way back in the day is, like, when their elderly just kind of started to get kind of loopy and shit, they would just go drop it. Like when you have a, like when you find a turtle in the road, and you don't want to, like, bring the turtle home. But you don't want it to just stay in the road, so you get out of your car, you pick up the turtle, where you take it? You take it to the woods. And
Random pond, yep.
Yeah, you're like, here you go, turtle, go off into the woods and you know, be one with nature. And you feel good about yourself for a while. Mm-hmm. Well, like the Japanese back in the day, when they used to not be able to manage their elderly, they would just send their elderly out into this forest, and then they'd get lost and die. And that was what the forest was for. It was like, you know, in Judge Dredd, like when you get old enough that, you know, the city doesn't want to deal with your shit anymore, they send you outside the walls to go fend for yourself. And
they should have just adopted the Logan's Run deal where, like, as soon as your little thing turns black on your 25th birthday, you get put down.
And so this Logan Paul guy, he goes to this place. He's in Japanese. He hears about the suicide forest. I mean, they make the suicide forest cool. There's a movie with Matthew McConaughey in it. I mean, if you're in Japanese, you go see the suicide forest, right? And I imagine you go to the suicide forest like you go to any attraction. They take class field trips there and stuff. It's a landmark that you go to. And I don't think that, like, you expect to see suicides there. I think you go there because it's a noteworthy thing in Japan and Japanese culture.
Right.
And this guy vlogs his daily life. And so he goes to this place, they see a dead body and they're like, holy shit, that's a dead body. And they film it and they go make sure the guy's actually dead. They alert the authorities. They discovered it. They didn't know they were going to, but they were. But I mean, this guy's vlog, is like a documentation of his daily life. And I would say that is a noteworthy entry in the life of Logan Paul, is the day he found a dead body in the woods.
Right.
But people are, like, really mad at the guy, and I get it, I guess, you know, but...
Well, did he show the dead body?
Yeah. Well, he blurred out the guy's face, but he did, he videotaped a dead body.
Well, what is he going to do? Is he going to scrap that whole day's worth of content? He's got a YouTube channel to keep up.
Right, and he found a dead guy. That's a noteworthy thing that happened to him.
Yeah, those guys in Stand By Me talked about it for like 40 years.
Now, if I gave you a treasure map and I said, hey, there's a dead guy at this X, and you go film the guy at the X, that's fucked up. You knew where you were going. You went to go film that dead guy. But I mean, this guy, he's just going out to the landmark, and he happened to see a dead guy.
Wasn't he also doing other crazy stuff, though, too?
Yeah, like
throwing Pokeballs in cars and shit?
Yeah, YouTube finally did boot. They didn't boot him because of this dead body controversy. They booted him after the rest of the video surfaced, or the behind-the-scenes video surfaced, of him being extremely racist and insensitive to the Asian culture in Japan.
So it was other things.
Yeah,
it wasn't necessarily
like the internet as a whole was up in arms about his whole making light of suicide, which I don't necessarily like. I'm not standing up for this douchebag. He looks like a like a YouTube star, quote unquote. But yeah, the internet does what the internet does, and everybody lost their goddamn minds. And YouTube didn't they didn't pull him until the rest of the video shit surfaced of him being, you know, kind of racist.
Now, this might be a devil's advocate deal, but don't you kind of feel like we glorify suicide to a point where it seems like a sexy thing to do?
Hey, we have a whole squad full of these people.
I mean, we are Travis, that was drunk. Fucking weak, man.
Thank you, drunk.
Travis, that was really bad. I mean, like, we are still
Will Smith, Margot Robbie
acting, I mean, like,
come on.
We're still like have romantic feelings for Kurt Cobain because the guy killed himself, and like we think that's, and I mean, like, you know, we're still reeling from Chris Cornell killing himself, and every time we hear a Soundgarden song, we say, "Oh God, he
did
was
Chris
such,
Cornell kill himself? I thought he OD'd.
Such a genius. No, he hung himself.
Yeah, fair enough.
Him and Chester Bennington were caught up in that pedo ring, though. I don't think they did anything to themselves.
Don't you feel like we're putting people who kill themselves up on like a pedestal to make him seem like a sexy thing to do, to live on in infamy as a starving artist? A tortured artist?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that your input on the topic? Just no. What
Maybe
I said
let's
was stupid.
Get your hot take.
What I said was stupid. What's your take, Napes?
Nobody should kill themselves. What
Nobody
the
should
fuck?
Kill themselves. You're right.
So why are you putting it on a pedestal?
Don't you think that we romanticize people who kill themselves? Don't you think that we make people like Chris Cornell and Kurt Cobain and Linkin Park guy out to be heroes, tortured geniuses that we will celebrate their back catalogs forever?
No, we put them in the news because that's a newsworthy event, but that isn't something you put on a pedestal. You say, hey, everybody who's a tortured genius or, you know, who wants to be a tortured genius, you just say, there isn't words I can put into this to make it worthy to Mike.
Travis, when I do those Facebook things where, you know, like
Look,
it goes back
my
to
my sinuses are not happy. I have been snotting and sneezing all day.
Seems like a lie.
No, Mike, you.
I thought it was the poop.
This shit out there for me to comment on.
Do you have the poops or do you have stuffy? Is it just like a whole disaster over there?
I have been leaking from every orifice of my body, and
it's just
you
Dayquil
just
and NyQuil and Dayquil and NyQuil. And
you're just leaking all over. You just got.
Did you take some mushrooms? Because every time I take mushrooms, I leak out of every orifice of my body. That's for sure.
If I take Dayquil, I get jitters. If I take NyQuil, I pass out.
Did you just leave mushrooms. Like a
That's
like
what
a,
it takes.
Like a gooey snail trail behind you just, when you walk down the hallway?
I take
Does your wife have to follow behind you with a Swiffer?
No, I make mushrooms when I make pizza. I eat the pizza. Oh, I feel a little bit better. Oh, my sinuses feel like shit.
Is it a chef-inspired pizza?
Is the wife a chef? Sure. Why not?
Where's your wife right now?
Away from me, because apparently I'm loud and I'm making noise and... I'm a shithead.
I wanna ask her, like, if the I constantly lie, you should just know I lie thing. And do you do that with her too? Does
Mike,
she just know that everything? Does
you
she just know that everything you say is
number.
A lie?
You can just call her. Just call her on the phone. Pick up the phone. call my wife. She's
my wife.
My wife.
My wife. Mike, call the wife. Call her.
Does she just know that whatever you say, it's the opposite?
Mike,
does she know?
I swear to Christ, if you do not call my wife, I will call your. I will call yours.
You're gonna.
I have your wife's phone number right here. By my phone.
My wife's right upstairs. She could probably hear me yelling at you.
She definitely can hear me.
Do you want me to call my wife and ask her if she knows you're a liar? Because I can call her, I guess. I don't know what input she'd have on it. But
my favorite thing that's been said all night. If you don't call my wife, I'm going to call yours.
I swear to Christ, Jesus. All of the penises and
the question. What question do you want me to ask my wife, Napier? What question do you want to know from my wife? How is that relevant to fucking anything, Napier?
I want
No. I'll ask her any question you want, Napier. What question?
Listen to me.
Okay.
I want to know what is easy and what is hard.
Well, his penis is hard. That's
No, you son of a bitch.
And also his penis is easy.
No, me and Mike's wife
iTunes.
Me and Mike's wife.
We don't deserve to be on iTunes.
No, I completely agree with you after this train wreck.
Oh yeah, this is it. This is the fucking one. This is the one that shatters everything.
He's going to do something edgy.
Okay, motherfucker.
He's going to lash out and do something edgy, Nate, drunk. Here it comes.
Mike?
Yeah, Napes.
Put your wife on the phone or I will.
Please, please do.
Oh, please do? Hold on. Hold on. I'm going through my little contacts right now.
Is he acting like this is like a... Like ransom demands?
This isn't a fucking ransom, you fuck!
You're gonna get me, Napier. You're gonna get me so good. Oh no, drunk! What am I gonna do?
Wait a minute! Hold on! What are you going to do?
Oh my god, I don't even know, Napier. What am I gonna do? I don't know what to do.
I'll let you hold on to all these things.
Napier, you're doing shit. Great. You are doing so good right now. Oh, wait. Was him saying he's going to call my wife, was that a lie?
My wife.
Shh.
This is your first time turning into the WFOD show. This is not... We're typically a very respectable program that you can tune into every week here on Strange Label 9, 8 Central PM. Every Monday night, WFODix.com, not currently on iTunes.
Is Laura upstairs talking to Napier?
She is.
Did Napier mute?
I think so.
Did Napier mute so he could call my wife on the phone?
He did.
That just seems silly.
So who are we calling?
Well, are we just going to wait this out? Or
I don't know what we're doing, Travis. I have no fucking idea what we're doing. This is one of those...
You got a whole list here. We got all kinds of stuff to
genius
get to.
Napier bits.
I thought he was going to call and we were going to, like, hear it.
No. That's the brilliance of Napier, Travis. He mutes and calls my wife on the phone.
The audio thing he does on an audio forum, you can't
That's
hear.
A brilliant bit. You it's guys like are entertained, aren't you, out there? You're out there going, oh, man, this is great.
It's the reincarnation of
Andy Kaufman. Anchor Mike has never let anything go.
Those off-mic bits.
Oh, get to your stuff.
When we do come back to iTunes, we will definitely be under the new and noteworthy for this show specifically.
I'm hungry. I could eat some Arby's.
You want a salad? Like a chef-inspired salad?
Chef-inspired salad? Can I get pizza on my chef-inspired salad? Or maybe the salad is on a pizza.
I hear Laura upstairs talking to somebody on the telephone.
Yeah.
Why is she not coming downstairs to talk in front of the mics?
Laura! Are you talking to Napier on the phone?
Ma! I never know what she's doing back there.
Meatloaf!
What's going on up there?
I can get you meatloaf.
Laura! Call 636-487 hand! This doesn't make sense!
Oh, too good.
If anything,
it's too good.
I'm enjoying myself.
Laura, so this is the worst show we've ever done!
No. You say that every time when it's the best show we've ever done. Oh, you gotta put the Grant Morrison episode out. I'm telling you.
Laura,
so
we
good.
Shouldn't be on iTunes. We're garbage. The
interviews, Grant Morrison.
Radio the interview is gold.
Hold on, let me call you back.
So Napier just muted his microphone and called Laura on the phone.
Yeah, sounds like he's still talking to her.
The bit was going to be he was going to talk to her on mic.
Napier has no idea how to do a show.
You've known this for, what, 7 years
now? I don't have Napier's wife's phone number.
You just direct Napier to what you want him to say. That's how it used to be.
I mean, I guess the bit would be to call her, but I don't know how to call her.
That's funny.
But he insisted that you had her number.
But what would I even talk to her about? I just want to know if she Does lives Napier in a web in? Of Napier lies.
Can Napier is come it? Out to play?
Travis, this is so stupid what we're doing right now.
Can we borrow Napier for an hour and a half?
Hold on, someone's calling.
Oh, answer.
Hi, caller, are you there?
It's Rabbit Townsend.
Hi, do you live in a constant web of lies?
No.
Okay, hang up.
So does he lie to everyone or just me?
He doesn't lie. He makes plans and then things happen.
No, he makes plans and things happen consistently every time he makes plans for 20
Not
years.
Consistently. He's only canceled on a family gathering of mine 2 or 3 times. But he is also canceled on his own family gatherings 2 or 3 times.
He's canceled going and seeing the last 3 X-Men films with me. He's canceled dinners like 4 or 5 times. He's canceled
the
coming and doing the show at least
the way to the theater.
10 times.
You were late. You didn't make it in time.
Who yeah, didn't make it in time? The last 3 X-Men films. There's one thing that happens every time an X-Men film comes out, and that is that I'm going to plan to go see it with Napier, and he's not going to come. Everything he says is a lie, Amanda.
That should almost feel kind of good, like when you get like a little extra bonus every time there's a new X-Men flick. It's like,
so,
oh, here's that thing that's going to happen where Napier is going to come and watch a movie with me, but then I'm going to watch it by myself.
So either you're in denial or he only lies to me. Maybe and if he only lies to me, why is that?
It might be a little bit of both.
What's so goddamn special about me?
It's not just you. I will admit you're the one that tries to get him out of the house. Now, if you had come over to the house, because I actually told him before I left for work, well, while we were at work trading the baby, I'm like, hey, if Mike wants to come over, I cleaned the living room slightly so Mike can come over and y'all can hang out and do whatever. But he didn't want to do that. Or he didn't extend that part of the invitation.
I like that. We try to do that before, Mike? That's great. That's getting on board. Maybe we can wear him down where he can go over there.
Do the podcast on the podcast bench.
I think that's a great idea.
Have to be on a Monday holiday, I can tell you that much.
Like MLK Day?
Yeah, today probably would have been a good day for that.
It's just a sea of lies. And I've been dealing with it for so long, Amanda. but dealing with it for so long.
I've been
long.
With him for 10 years. I understand how that, you know, works.
No, no.
That's the thing.
You said
I
he doesn't lie to
your brain
you.
At this point.
You said he doesn't lie to you. So you don't know.
Oh, no, he's lied to me before.
He said he doesn't lie to you, but he said that talking to you, so he was likely lying to you, Mike. Do you see? This is what you're not getting. He told you straight out. You should know who he is. When he says he doesn't lie to his wife, you should know that means he absolutely does.
Oh, yeah, because there have been times where he's like, oh, yeah, I'll totally go to your family thing, and then family day comes, and it's...
He's got the poops.
My sinuses hurt. No, sinuses. Hey.
No, sinuses.
Amanda?
He does have the poops a lot. I am worried about that man, the sanctity of that man's asshole.
Today
for
is
sure.
No exception.
I am a human lie detector, Amanda, so I will know if you're lying to me.
He's like the mentalist.
Right now, does your husband have the poops?
Yes, he has the poops.
You know what would have worked out so well there after she answered the question is if you would have played that music from Curb Your Enthusiasm every time Larry David's trying to eye somebody up.
I think at this point it's just time to end it. Call it a day.
Okay, I'll kill myself.
Amanda,
romanticize me. Bye.
Amanda, do you have a pick of the week?
Romanticize me.
My pick of the week is Cardcaptor Sakura.
Yeah, all right.
It's not as fun as the Cardcaptor series that WB11 put out, you know, in the early 2000s, but it's pretty fun.
All right. Well, there it is.
It's like getting a Napier answer, but a little bit more well thought out.
Wow.
I still like Yu-Gi-Oh! Better, but...
Still up there chatting up Yu-Gi-Oh! My goddamn wife.
I know.
He just bailed on the show.
He's just
called
being
Laura.
Charming and whatnot. Why can't you do that on the show?
Everything he's saying to you is a lie!
Mike is going to get done with the show and go upstairs, and she is going to berate him for being such an asshole to Napier.
Mike, why are you so mean to Napier? He's such a nice boy.
Why are you being so mean to this guy? He's obviously has gut problems.
Travis, pick of the week, buddy.
Travis, pick of the week.
I still have that list from last week we didn't get to.
Travis, we got to get to your things. Amanda, thanks for calling. We got to get to Travis's things.
I'll save it for next week.
Goodbye.
My pick of the week this week.
No, Travis, we got time. What are your things? No, Travis, please. We need some content from the show other than the hateful garbage.
I feel like I don't want to blow it on this episode.
Oh, my God.
I don't want you to either. Pick of the week, Travis.
But now they're 2 weeks old, Travis.
I got to go home, man. We got to go. It's time.
The pick of the week this week is Before I Wake, now currently on Netflix. It's Mike Flanagan's most recently released film, but not his newest. He made this movie, I believe, right around the time he made that movie that Mike likes, Hush, with the deaf gal in the farmhouse. The writer, Before I Wake, is a really good. It's like a supernaturally horror kind of drama. It's really, really good. Mike Flanagan does not make a bad motion picture. Before I Wake on Netflix.
All right, my pick of the week is chef-inspired salad restaurants. You just got to go to these things. They're fucking amazing.
And you got to enjoy it.
You will enjoy your chef-inspired salad restaurant food.
Guys, my pick of the week is to listen to all your podcasts on Stitcher.
Boycott.
On Stitcher.
Or Pocket Casts.
Podbean.
Literally anything other than iTunes, because their customer service is garbage.
It's like trying to find somebody on eBay that can help you. They don't list a contact. They don't want you to contact.
Please be sure to check our frequently asked questions.
If that doesn't answer it, well, then I guess move on.
And that's Napier's mama.
You turned me off?
Yeah, did you want something to say something else?
You just turn people off now? That's what you do?
Yeah.
You're a turn people off guy now?
Well, somebody's got to be the producer of this goddamn show.
Working those boards. I like this new producer drunk.
You see producer drunk, taking charge, ending the show. We can't really motion to Napier to end the show anymore.
Right? Yeah. No. Nope.
Maybe you need your own catchphrase.
So I do it now instead of Napier does it.
Might as well, right?
And he said, "See you in hell, faggots," for like years and years, and we never got kicked out of iTunes.
You know, we stopped saying that because we had a gay guy on the show. That week, I said, "Napier, you know, maybe we shouldn't say it this week." He said, "Oh, I shouldn't say it any week." And we just stopped. That was it. See, you grow and you adapt. You know.
Yeah, do something.
So what happens, Travis? You grow and you adapt.
Become better and bigger people. Sometimes, literally.
All right, America,
holidays,
we love you.
The holidays did that for me.
Be thinking of a good catchphrase.
I will. I'll do that all
week. Guys, thanks for sticking with us. We'll be back next week. Some of us, anyway.
You to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Yeah, well, you're talking to a goddamn liar right now.
he's ratting me out to his wife, to my wife. He's telling on me.
Yeah, you're not gonna call my wife. You're not gonna call my wife. I'm gonna tell on you.
He's telling on me right now. I was walking up the stairs and. And she said, he does tend to overreact sometimes.
So funny.
He hung up on the show to call my wife and tell on me.
That is super fucking funny. That is super funny.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Oh.
Thank you for listening. Join us live every Monday night at 9, 8 Central on Strangelabel.com. Listen to our back catalog on iTunes, Stitcher, or our website, WFODix.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at WFODix. Give us a call at 636-487-HAND or email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya. If you like what you heard, tell a friend. Be back next week, motherfucker.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. I know. You've changed, Mike. Look, we're not going to make a thing about this. The show is happening whether you contribute money to it or not. But if you want to throw a buck or two at the dudes who make that thing you like, there it is. We're rewarding you, too, with 5-minute shows about whatever you want, shout-outs, stuff like that. Go to WFODix.com and find it in the Extras tab. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, too. Fuck. I have changed.
You talked to Ted Danson today by any chance?
Yeah, he called to see how the party went.
Because I was supposed to take care of his dog. And then suddenly he told me I didn't need to.
I wonder why.
Yeah. I wonder.
I'll get your sneaker.